Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Bitch.
Hello!
I'm Naomi.
And I'm Danielle.
And here we are again. This is Batch Bitch. It's a podcast. What do we do? Whatever we want.
Yep, that'll be proven this week, because guess what? You know how last week we started reviewing the TV show Are You the One? The bisexual TV show, pansexual TV show that we've crusaded for since we started this podcast. Well, Naomi didn't watch it this week, so I took notes. And now we're not reviewing it anymore because Naomi didn't watch it. She's too busy watching all the seasons of Glee.
It is true. I've been watching a lot of Glee.
I know, because you told me you're up to season 3 already.
Yeah, I'm near the end of season 3 now.
How many episodes are in a season?
Like 24.
Jesus Christ, Naomi. Oh my God. You can't believe you did this without me. I wrote notes for this episode.
Oh my God. How many? Show me the notes. It's that page and that page.
Yes.
One page.
Detailed notes such as Remy and Brandon go to truth booth. No match. In-depth detailed notes like that.
Wow.
I did.
You've got about
Justin tells Basit to get with Danny. Basit calls him out. Basit crying. Good notes like that to review with you. And you didn't watch it because you couldn't be bothered. Because you're too busy watching Kurt and Darren Criss get it on.
Oh, my God. Darren Criss is so hot.
Yeah.
You know, I was watching an episode today. His brother shows up. His brother is Matt Bomer. You know that guy?
No.
He's fucking hot. And then they're dancing together on screen. I was like, this is not a kid's show. This is too sexually explicit, honestly.
Yeah, I don't think Glee is a kid's show.
Well, it's for teens.
Yeah, but I mean, teens know what's happening.
I was just making a joke teens about how horny it made me.
Yeah.
I think that's the other thing that makes me so horny is because when I watched it originally, I was so like sexually, like not repressed, but just like just pining over boys. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that weird like high school infatuation you get with people where you like see the back of their neck and get horny.
Yes. Yeah, I was like, no. Oh God. Now I see men and I'm like, okay. Yeah. I mean, they are everywhere, to be fair.
Yeah.
You really notice that as you get older.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry you had to write one page and one tenth page of notes.
That's one page and one fifth page notes. Thank you very much.
Sorry.
How dare you?
You're right. That was 6 lines instead of 3.
Sorry. So I guess we're not reviewing this TV show.
Well, it's going to finish. We're going to be halfway through it when The Bachelor starts.
Okay.
That makes sense. I feel like we should be fully focused on, I want to say, Matt,
mm-hmm,
the astrophysicist.
Okay, so we're doing nothing but Leo. Background research on him until the show starts.
Yeah, well, I got more questions from Girl Defined.
Okay, cool. I also want to say I only watched this late last night because this week I've been obsessed with a few things.
Oh, do you want to talk about them?
Number one has been I've been obsessed with 90 Day Fiancé, The Other Way. That's where...
The Other Way.
The Other Way. It's called 90 Day Fiancé, The Other Way. It's where instead of the foreign person in the partnership coming to America, the American goes to the other country.
Can they do that?
Apparently
so. Is that still for a K-1? Is that still for an American visa?
No, it's not for an American visa.
Oh.
I don't really understand. I think a lot of people have lied about their wealth, maybe?
Oh, the people in the other countries.
Yeah. I think that might have happened a bit.
Okay.
Well, there's one.
It sounds sad.
There's one where, okay, so there's one, I can't remember the name of the lady, but I remember the name of the man because he's got an iconic name. His name's Aladdin. Of course.
Oh, yeah. I, you know, that reminds me of Aladdin.
The world. You know. Anyway, so there's Aladdin. And Aladdin is, I think he's like, he's 29.
Mm.
And his partner is 51.
Okay.
And she, they got married after 9 days of knowing each other.
Mm.
They talked on the internet. She went over to Qatar to meet him, and then after 3 days, he proposed, and then they got married on the 9th day. And that relationship.
Wow. Are they religious?
I think he's Muslim. She's not religious.
Did he just want to fuck?
I don't know yet. I'm not that far in. I'm like 3 episodes in. And you know how 90 Day Fiancé works. It like drip feeds you the things you want.
Yeah.
And then gives you some bullshit stories that you're like, I don't care about that.
Yeah.
But there's other, because there's also this guy, because I'm not up to date with watching all the 90 Day Fiancés.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know you aren't, but we've both watched different seasons of.
Yes, we have.
Of the regular way. not the other way.
The normal way.
The normal way, where they go to America. And
the dream.
Apparently there's one guy who is in this series who was in the regular one, but now is doing this one. I don't know what happened because I didn't watch the season he was in. But he seems like a real fucking psycho control freak. And I'm not about
middle-aged
man?
Already
got, no, he's younger, but he's already got a restraining order against him from another girlfriend.
Oh.
Red flag. And he's got a charge against him for arson. So you're like setting things on fire and creeping out women. Good, good, good.
Sounds this like a regular lady, Blair Cottrell.
Yeah, I feel like his partner just tried to go back to, I think she's from Brazil. I think she's in Brazil. And I think she just wanted to go back to Brazil hoping he wouldn't give up America.
Oh, also, no.
He couldn't bring her over because he was trying to bring her over to America on, like, I assume a spousal visa or K-1 because they're already married.
Yeah.
But they said no. Because you have to be earning over $26,000. And I know money in America is different, but from all the things I've read up and looked, $26,000 a year is, like, is really achievable. It's not a hard.
So, like, $35,000 to $40,000 or something?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't look it up, but everybody's saying, how's he not making that? That's, like, earning $12.50 an hour.
Mm.
Everybody's, like, saying online, they're like, go get a job at, like, Home Depot or something. So, it doesn't seem like. And also, he'd be earning some money from 90 Day Fiancé if he's been doing it for a few seasons.
That's his actual career.
Yeah, it's like, you'd get some, I know it's not much, the reality TV show money, but surely you'd get 10 grand a year if you were filming.
How long are they filming them for?
I don't know, but it seems like they're kind of in. Constantly filming every now and then. Like, I guess a day of...
Constantly every now and then.
I don't know. Constantly, yeah. Constantly every now and then. I don't know. It just...
Constantly on and off.
Surely you've only got to make, I don't know, then maybe maximum 20 grand from something else. It seems like at the moment he's just shoveling poo on a farm in his spare time. And yeah. The other bit that's not his spare time is spent with his mum, who, when he went to leave, gave him a lock of her hair. Guys, this is crazy. You need to get on it.
This is what I should be watching.
Yeah.
Mm, just kidding. I love Glee. I'm uncovering so many Gleeks.
Yeah, I know. I'm excited for, like, when I start watching it again. But then I'm also terrified of when I get to the bit where I dropped off when I was a teenager. Like, what if that happens again? Because I don't like it when it gets to that point.
I think I've already made it further than I did the first time around.
Are you in New York yet?
No, not quite. Nearly.
Okay. I got to New York. How I remember having not a crush, but I couldn't stop staring at the blonde-haired man's big mouth. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's really a...
It's a big mouth.
A big talking point in the show.
Is it?
Famously, there's a song called Trouty Mouth.
Trouty. He's got a big mouth. He looks like a kid I went to school with, but with a bigger mouth.
Also, he's got a fucked name.
What's his name?
I can't remember.
Like in real life or on the show?
In real life.
Oh.
Name is Cord Overstreet.
No, don't call your kid that.
Yeah, it's Cord Overstreet.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, oh, God, I've lost it now. Danielle, I have questions.
What are your questions?
Well, I thought this time we could do the section.
So how have you been this week?
I've been fine.
Okay, back to the show.
All I've known is Glee, okay? I've been doing a lot of life admin. It's been good.
Yeah.
Just booking appointments that I should have booked for the past year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know what you mean. I am doing laser hair removal tomorrow. I bought the sessions in October of last year and now it's July.
I bought sessions for my laser hair removal about probably 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And I did about, I think I did like 7 sessions and I bought 10 and I haven't been back for the final 3 because, as I said to you earlier, the first few, I didn't feel any, if much, pain. And then all of a sudden, they like upped the wattage and it felt like I was being tortured. It was like they were burning my vagina off and it hurt like fucking shit.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to this.
Yeah, you're going to basically, they're going to hold a hair straightener to your pussy.
Oh my God.
And burn it.
I don't want to hear about this.
No, that's what's going to happen. That's what, it hurts, but God, you end up with a smooth...
Real smooth puss. Real smooth.
And underarms.
And lower leg.
Lower leg. I can't do my legs because my hair's too white.
I'm too blonde. Shut up.
I still don't want the hair on my leggies.
Danielle, let me ask you a question.
Okay, sorry.
About bringing up your smooth pussy for 10 seconds. My God. Personal habits affecting marriage. Do you want to go down this route?
Sure.
Maybe we'll get in. Maybe we'll get back to your smooth
obviously
pussy.
We're discussing our relationship.
Yeah, the podcast marriage, obviously.
Yes.
What are your beliefs regarding diet? Are your eating habits disciplined? Do you have any food dislikes? Are you vegetarian?
Okay, there's a lot of things to unpack there. Firstly, not vegetarian. Secondly, likes or dislikes? Ugh. Like lots. Almost everything. Like, almost everything. Dislikes. Anchovies. Yuck.
Mm.
Get any sort of stinky fish away from me. I'm not eating tuna. Yuck. Only fish, only seafood I'm about is calamari and fish that's like a white fish that's fresh or a salmon, again, fresh. I'm not into a smoked salmon. I don't want a smoked salmon. Yuck.
Okay.
Get it away from me. Other foods. Not, don't eat yogurt or custard. Gross. Yuck.
They you don't like me the out. Texture?
No. I grew up lactose intolerant. I grew up lactose intolerant. That means that I grew up not liking milk, custard, yogurt. Love right. Ice cream, cheese.
Okay. Yuck.
The good stuff. Get rid of the yuck stuff. Keep in the good stuff.
It really makes you think about why you're eating dairy and if it's worth it.
Yeah.
But ice cream and cheese, yes.
Yeah, I don't care about getting the shits. Okay, but there's something about the texture and smell of yogurt and custard and milk that grosses me out. I won't drink milk. Milk fucking grosses me out because I used to smell it. I used to sniff it to try and, I don't know, gross myself out. I'd go to the fridge and I'd open the lid and I'd sniff it and I'd be like, oh, that, yuck, that does smell bad. And so I could never. I think I also did it to my mum's breast milk that was in the fridge for my sisters because they drank it.
What? You smelt it?
Yeah, and it smelled bad. Just like regular cow's milk also smelled bad. I didn't like any of it, the smell of it. So that stopped me from eating most of that. What else don't I like? I love mushrooms. I love olives. I love asparagus.
Oh, my God.
What don't I like? I don't know. I feel like I like almost everything other than those few things. Stinky fish. And some dairy products I'm against on a grossness level, not an ethical That's level.
If you ferment that, then you'll eat it.
No, that's gross.
It's cheese.
Oh, yes. Okay, then yes. Sorry. Yeah. Love blue cheese. I'll eat the moldy. Yum. Yum, yum, yum. Yeah, I can't think of anything else that I don't like. What was the other thing? The first question in it. Like,
oh my God.
Because I was answering backwards from the easy questions to the hardest question.
What are your beliefs regarding diet?
Oh.
Are your eating habits disciplined?
Absolutely not. No. We eat what's cheap at Woolworths. Usually we go and find some sort of, we get whatever vegetables on special or a juice. So,
well, that's still vegetables. That's pretty good.
This week, it seems like the big carrots are on sale for cheaper. And also, broccoli is always cheap. I did a pumpkin the other night.
Heard it here first, everyone. The big carrots are on sale. That's why you listen to the pod. And guess what? Get out there. Get down to your local Woolworths. Get those big carrots.
Well, the big carrots aren't our favorite. We usually like, you know, the little green carrots with the that are still growing the green at the end. The little, sorry, the little thin carrots.
Oh, with like the stem at the end, stems. You mean.
Like those are the tastiest carrots.
Right.
So we usually...
The like cartoon carrots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We usually buy those and eat those, but they're more expensive. So I went for a big thick carrot and regular broccoli.
Carrot will last you forever, one of those big ones.
Honestly, yes. That's why I'm roasting them in the oven, because they're not tasty to cook any other way, I swear. Those big carrots.
I don't mind them grated on a sandwich.
Well, we're not having a sandwich for dinner.
All right, bitch.
So we're not doing that. The other ones are perfect for... You blanch them, pop them in a pan, fry them up with a little bit of salt and pepper, or you can make a honey carrot.
Danielle, I could not care less about how you like to cook your little cartoon carrots.
Get out of my face. Pumpkin was on sale last week.
Joy on your face while you talk about blanching these little fucking carrots.
So tasty. The carrots are tasty. And then whatever, we usually have a meat. Jono's bought meat in bulk, which we proudly showed.
Yeah, you showed me a beautiful tenderloin from the freezer not 15 minutes ago.
Yep. We cut one up into smaller pieces, and then Jono was like, let's leave that one big and whole. And I don't know why, because we're going to have to defrost it all. Because we're not going to eat it in one go. It's humongous.
Yeah.
You literally couldn't eat all that in one go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You idiot.
I know. Anyway, sorry. But no, we have no discipline habits. We pretty much just eat what we base around what's in season, I guess. we don't have a regimen or like a thing we stick to.
That's very interesting.
What about you? What about you for all those questions?
I famously don't like food that much.
Yeah, you seem like a fussy eater.
I am a fussy eater. My main thing is don't really like flavor very much.
Yeah, I feel like your favorite food is tea.
That's just... I just need that to stay awake, okay? It's like my coffee. But I've started drinking coffee now.
Okay.
Though I hate the taste of it. Too strong.
Oh, you're similar to Jono. Jono's only started drinking coffee in the last year. Do you know what coffee he drinks?
What?
A mocha.
Oh yeah, I've graduated from mocha. I'm drinking filtered coffees. Ooh. Now. But I've even stopped. I used to, like, every time I take a sip, I make a face like blah, like just involuntarily. Oh. But I don't do that anymore. So I guess I'm like my hot bean juice in the morning. Get me that coffee. not big on any flavor. I ate some hummus the other night. And it was homemade, and everyone's like, "Oh, I love this hummus." And then I tasted it, and it was like really spicy. And
was that the tweet that you said?
Yeah, and I was like, "What? What's in this? It's so spicy." And they were like, "Garlic."
Oh boy.
To be fair, I've never had raw garlic before, and I maintain it was a little bit spicy.
Yeah, raw garlic is like it's not like it's just. I guess
it made my tongue tingle.
Yeah, I don't think it's the spiciness of it. I just think it's the like effect of what the raw. Right. Does to your body.
Anyway,
you,
too
you
much.
You probably wouldn't be a fan of this Jono's favorite thing to put on foods.
Oh, I see where he's gotten that from. It was a chili sauce.
It's like a chili oil that you drizzle over things. He loves it because he loves a hot thing.
He's
that's
picked
why
that
he
up.
Loves me.
You know what? I've seen him walk into work.
How dare
and
you
that's
not love
right
my
on
joke?
His path.
Yeah.
To what did you say?
I said he likes that sauce because it's a hot thing. That's why he loves me. Oh, and you talked over me. You talked over my good joke. Yeah, that's right near his work. I guess they go there for lunch. Or
what do I like? Well, I can cook spaghetti bolognese. And
ooh.
I cook this like black bean torta thing, which is a vegan dish.
Mm-hmm.
And I made some more of that yesterday. It's really nice.
Yeah.
It's like turns black beans into like guacamole type thing.
Okay.
Pop that in a sandwich.
Can you show me what that looks like aesthetically? Because I would like to see what it looks like.
Right now?
Well, not right now, but like maybe.
Yeah, I will.
Sometime.
It's from a vegan cookbook called Thug Kitchen.
Yep.
The food in it is very good. They don't say vegan anywhere because they want it to seem cool. And
hence
it's called Thug Kitchen. And it's like definitely written by a white person. And the instructions are like, put some fucking chili in that shit. I don't care how much, just follow your fucking head, man.
And is that hard for you who would just like to read the instructions?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's nice of them to say it. I just don't need for them to, like, swear. I have no problem with swearing, but it just comes across as them trying to seem like, vegan's fucking cool and chill, you piece of shit.
I don't understand why they don't just have Thug Vegan as the name or something. If they're going to have Thug in it because it's cool. Because I feel like...
they want people to buy it by accident and not realize that they're not cooking meat.
That's not going to happen.
It might.
But it also, I mean, feel
the food in it is very good.
I understand that, but I feel like mostly the demographic of people who would want to buy the vegan cookbook will be vegan. So you're just ruling out such a big part of...
Oh, vegans know about Thug Kitchen.
Oh, they do?
Oh, they know about it.
Okay, okay, I'm sorry.
It's very good food. Awful instructions. So I can cook those two meals and then I can try to cook other ones, but not too much success really. And sometimes Mark will let me have some of his food because I forget to buy some, and then often I'll just go on Uber Eats. And that's basically my diet.
So what about your likes and dislikes for food?
Dislike flavor.
Yep, okay.
And texture. You know what I don't like?
What?
Food that makes it difficult to eat. I don't like eating like chicken off the bone.
Oh no, that's the worst. I hate that too.
Well, like sometimes there's going to be like an organ in there. Disgusting.
An organ?
You've ever seen an organ when you're eating chicken?
No.
You've probably eaten it and not noticed.
No, I've eaten an organ. I've not eaten an organ.
You've never seen one in a chicken?
What do you mean? Are you talking about a vein?
No.
Or are you talking about an organ?
Like a little pancreas or something.
They take those out.
They try. Sometimes they don't succeed, Danielle.
What are you... No, they take them out. You don't buy the chicken, they gut them.
You know what I like? I like being able to fit all the parts of the food in my mouth at the same time. So I don't like big stir fries or like noodle boxes where the vegetables are too big. I eat like a child.
Sorry, I'm looking at you like I hate you. Because I thought John has been so excited to cook for you and Mark because Mark has dietary issues. And he's like, I'm going to show Mark that he doesn't have to give up flavor.
Well, yeah, famously, Jono gave Mark some cumin salt.
That he made himself.
And it's lovely. He toasted
the cumin and then he ground it up in the mortar and pestle with the salt. And Mark loved it, apparently. But now I'm worried that...
Ramekin and all.
Now I'm worried that we're just going to have to de-invite you from dinner or put you at the kids' table and just cook you hot chips or something.
No, it's fine. Mark's dietary requirements are in a way that his food can't even be that complicated. So it can't really piss me off.
We'll see, because John's going to try and infuse flavor into everything.
Not too much,
eh? Okay, yeah, I know. That's what's going to... I'm going to be like, Naomi's going to hate this, but Mark's going to be happy.
Let's just say when I'm cooking mee goreng, I only put half of the chili sachet in.
Okay.
Let's just leave it at that.
Okay.
And I don't eat enough vegetables.
And you eat a lot of mee goreng.
I did buy and eat a packet last week. And by a packet, I mean 5 packets, which I ate over the course of a few days.
Nim, you're an adult now.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
I'm the height of a grade six kid.
That doesn't matter. Height doesn't matter.
If my family listens to this, they're going to calm down on me so hard. My sisters and my mum, it's their favourite thing to do is to yell at me about how I don't eat properly, which you'd be amazed, does not convince me to not do it. It just pisses me off.
Yeah, obviously. It's like a habit thing. I mean, I think that I reckon, do you reckon if you lived closer to a grocery store? Because I know you live above an IGA, but it's like IGAs are expensive when you live above a small one.
Danielle, I'm sorry. This is all very intriguing, but I really want to get to the next question.
Okay, sorry.
Do you have any physical or mental disabilities or diseases?
No.
Any allergies? Prior or current health problems?
Cats. I'm allergic to cats.
Any physical or mental disabilities or diseases?
No physical or mental disabilities. I'm allergic to cats.
Yeah.
And I don't like yogurt and custard or milk.
That is a disease.
Thank you.
Didn't you say you're lactose intolerant?
I mean, yeah, but I've built up a tolerance, so I don't know how intolerant I am anymore.
Oh, well, that's well done. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. What about you?
Bad bitch.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that I suffer from, being a bad bitch.
Little bits of depression. We all get those, though. That's normal.
Oh, yeah. An anxiety disorder. I forgot about that one.
Those things are normal.
Yeah, the generalized anxiety disorder
that often cripples
me.
Yeah. The reason sometimes you can't get out of bed and bought yourself a bed desk.
Yeah.
Normal.
You know what? I hate to brag. I actually don't have depression.
You know? Oh, yeah. I think I don't have depression, but I reckon once every year and a half, I get sad for 2 weeks. Really, really sad. But not depression sad. Just like, oh, what's even happening?
Yeah.
But I don't know. That could be depression too. I don't know.
I mean, I get those too. I just don't consider it depression.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm too scared to go to the doctor because of anxiety. So I'd never get tested.
Do you smoke? What are your views on smoking?
I don't smoke and I think it's gross and I hate when everybody smokes and you got to go to the smoking area and then your hair smells like smoke and you got to wash it straight away because it stinks.
Oh my God, I agree with all of this.
Thank you.
I fucking hate smelling like smoke.
It's gross.
Don't inflict that on other people.
That's the real killer.
Yeah.
Making me wash my hair
of
again.
Of secondhand smoking. Is that I stink.
Yeah.
I've never taken a drag of a cigarette.
I have.
Boom. When I worked at Flame and Chicken, I was doing the dishes. And this girl who was a year older than me was like, I told her that I'd never taken a drag of a cigarette. And she looked at me and she goes, you will. And I was like, no, I won't. I was like in year 11. So it wasn't like I was like in year 7 or something and didn't know who I was, you know.
Yeah.
And I was like, I won't. And she's like, trust me, you will.
I have, but
I was
it
like,
was
bitch, you're 9 months older than me.
In the next 9 months. You will. No, I only took a drag because my friend was, I wanted to have some marijuana and I didn't know how to smoke it. And so she was like, okay, well, I'll teach you with the cigarette. And then I did it and then it hurt my lungs. And then I tried to take a drag with marijuana and I didn't get high because I didn't do it right. And then I gave up forever.
Yeah, no one ever gets high smoking marijuana the first time.
I don't know. Yeah.
So really, marijuana was a gateway to cigarettes as well for you.
Yeah, but I did it before. So I did it before the marijuana.
It was theoretically a gateway.
Theoretically a gateway, but then I also didn't do that again because I didn't like any of those things. And I knew that I was never going to want to smoke after having one because the smell is so disgusting.
Yeah. I used to think that it was like a guy I lived next door to when I lived on campus. I used to think that that's what he, that was just his smell because I didn't know what marijuana smelled like.
Yeah.
And I was like, why does it smell like James out here? And he would have been smoking in his room like literally whenever I wasn't in there. What are your spending habits disciplined? Do you, I don't know this word, tithe, teeth? Do you know what that is?
What?
Tithe?
Tithe.
Teeth? Tithe?
I don't know what you're saying. I assume it means frugal.
Yeah. Are you frugal?
Yeah. I don't really buy stuff very often.
Like, Oh, tithe, teeth, whatever, is, do you give 10% of your earnings to the church?
No. That makes it that okay, that's a reason why we don't know that word.
Yeah, I felt really dumb.
Yeah, I was like, I usually know words. And that's why I assumed it meant frugal because
yeah. So you are frugal. Well, frugal enough to not give money to Christ.
Yes.
That's pretty damn frugal.
And we
frugal.
Buy meat in bulk.
That tenderloin was long.
Do you know how expensive it is in the shop?
How?
It's like triple the price.
Yeah. Yeah, this is the talk of a frugal person.
Okay, yeah. I don't really buy that much stuff. I don't really buy, so I've had a skirt that I love for like 5 years. And
is it black?
No, it's blue, like navy blue.
Could it be seen as black by someone who wasn't paying attention?
Maybe.
It's a nice silhouette. I know that skirt.
Okay, thank you. thank you so much. So I have had that skirt for like maybe 5 years. And then about 2 years ago, the zipper, like, you know, when you do the zip up and down and then it's sort of like the zipper little teeth, like buckle. So you can't get the zip over the little buckle bit.
Yes.
So then I stopped wearing it because I was like, I'm going to fix that. And then I didn't fix it, but I still kept the skirt. And then 2 weeks ago, I fixed it. I took the zipper off and I put a new zipper on, and now I'm wearing the skirt again.
Oh, well done. And so I thought you meant right now. I was like, no. Well, right now you're wearing a very lovely dressing gown.
Yes.
Grey with pink hearts on it.
Thank you. It was from Kmart, and it was I wanted a long dressing gown because my other one was made. It was thin and it was kind of short. Mm. I wanted a longer one.
Well, what's it even doing at that point?
Exactly. We have the same dressing gown, the pink one.
Yeah. We hate that. It.
It's terrible. So I got this big, thick bear one. Oh, it's like beautiful. Thick as a bear. Common saying. This is a new purchase. That's everything else. I reckon I could tell you when I got everything in this room and it would be forever ago. And I've looked after it. I look after my things.
That's nice. Well, I don't buy anything for like a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go on a huge splurge because I just have to give in to capitalism. Yep. And I'm currently in one of those splurges right now.
Yep, I've seen the Aesop.
Yeah, well, that wasn't even part of it. That was a gift voucher from Mark, my beloved.
Okay.
But yeah, my bathroom does look very nice.
Is this new tech wear that you've bought?
Hell yeah. Okay, I bought two pairs of pants that are currently still in the mail, and they're still waiting for stock so that they can mail. So there's like these bright sort of red track or like pants with like straps all over them, and then a matching bright red like fucking jacket. I got a black pair of the cargo-ish pants. Mm-hmm. I got a little fucking mesh top. I'm going to look like the cutest little tech, Korean tech wear goth you ever seen.
Okay, cool. I have some questions.
Yeah.
So after this podcast, you are
going... And I bought $300 Doc Martens, which is the most I've ever spent on shoes in my entire life.
Wow. You've really outdone yourself.
Thank you. I don't buy expensive shoes.
No, me neither.
But I think they're going to last me forever, so I feel good about it.
Everybody says they last forever.
Yeah.
Okay, so I've got a question. So after we finish this podcast, you're going to go do a hip-hop dance class?
Maybe.
Did you buy your Korean tech wear for when you're good at hip-hop so that you can go do hip-hop on the streets of Melbourne and busk?
No.
Okay.
I don't plan to do any dancing in public.
Because I would love to see that. And I will be your hype girl.
I'm not a bad dancer, Danielle. I'm actually all right.
Okay, yeah, no, I just think it's funny to imagine you doing hip-hop in Korean tech wear. It's a funny image.
Oh, my God, in little cornrows.
Yeah, I would love to see it. There'd be nothing funnier to me than being like, do you remember my friend Naomi? Yeah, that's her there dancing.
I'll do it for you on your birthday. Thank if you. You want. I'll put out a little hat.
Good.
I'll put out a little tech wear bag.
Good, I'm
people
excited.
People can donate it to the tech. And I bought a little bag. Which looks...
Oh, yeah, you said like Jono's little bag.
I like Jono's little bag.
Yeah.
It's like a little crossover bag. It's just simple, whatever. But yeah. I think it says sport fashion on it. It costs $9.
I would love it if Jono said sport fashion on it. That would be my favorite
thing. Right.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I think it's all going to look really cute. I'm going to get a haircut. I'm going all out.
What haircut? Are you getting a bob?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so.
A long bob. A lob.
A lob, sorry.
I've had a lob before. It looks much better on me. But then I grow my hair out because I'm, like, scared that I'm aging and I know I look younger with longer hair. But I also don't know how to style it as well and I don't think I look as good. I just look younger and I'm just terrified that I'm aging.
Yeah, me too. And then so little hint, if you're scared of aging, don't get one of those mirrors that magnifies your face and has the light around it. Because you can see everything fucked with your face.
Well, that's I see because I've noticed like little tiny wrinkles on my face and I'm like, fuck, how long have I had these? And then I look back at old photos of me and I still kind of had them like a few years ago, but my teeth weren't as good. So ooh. I was always focusing on how shit my teeth were, and so I got my teeth fixed and now I'm noticing all my other flaws.
Oh no, this is why you don't get plastic surgery, because if you get it then you just start fixing all the other things anyway.
Yeah.
Do you want me to go get the mirror so you can have a look at yourself?
If I had heaps of money, I know I would get a nose job.
Yep.
And I know I would get Botox.
Oh, yeah, I'd get Botox.
And I would probably get a little bit of lip filler. But I'm not going to do that because here's the thing. I feel like it takes all the character out of your face and you look more attractive in the before, like usually anyway. Sometimes, whatever, you can do whatever you want. But like I just always think about... that especially in like comedy and like acting, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where if you were like going to be an Instagram model, then for sure, like the more you look like everyone else, the better. Probably going to sell.
Yeah.
But I feel like with acting and especially like comedy, all my idols are people who didn't ever get any surgeries like that. And like they still have their actual faces.
Yeah.
Like Tina Fey and Amy Poehler.
Yeah.
And like, I don't, they don't look like Instagram models, but they're like my idols.
They just look like normal people.
And they also like had their successful TV shows in their mid-30s. In though. Oh, everyone has fake hair.
Yeah, I want to get, I just want to have, I want to have the biggest hair you've ever seen.
Oh, absolutely. That's why I'm cutting my hair, because I tried to curl it.
Yeah.
To make it like curly and voluptuous. But obviously it's still thin. And then I was standing next to Michelle Brazier, who was wearing like almost the same outfit as me as well.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to kill myself. Because she has this beautiful Puerto Rican hair.
You know what also, because she's got blonde hair that is like bleached. Bleach makes your hair like thicker. Well, you know
what?
Yeah, it's like, I don't know what happens, but it makes your hair, the strands of hair, thicker.
Or maybe it just makes them not cling together as much.
Yeah, they're just like more voluminous.
That bitch. Honestly, she's ruining my life.
How dare she? Do you want me to go get you that mirror so you can have a look at all your imperfections?
No, I don't ever want to.
I thought that'd be good for the listeners live on air.
Good news about my skincare, because everyone wants to know about that. After ongoing struggles, I went to the doctor today. Dr. Silberstein, best doctor in Melbourne.
Yes.
When he's here.
He's seen both our pussies.
He's seen into... He's in every pussy in Melbourne. Of our pussies.
Yep.
he did not remember that, which I chose not to take. And he said you had a
beautiful
personally.
Pussy too.
No, that wasn't him. He would never say that.
Okay.
It was another doctor and he said that my cervix was pristine.
Okay, sorry.
It was much more clinical.
Sorry.
Than saying I had a beautiful
pussy. Oh, I didn't think Dr. Silberstein said you had a beautiful pussy. Okay.
Are we going to get sued for this?
Yeah, probably.
Well, we're just shouting his praises.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, he walked in today. He's like, we've never met. And I was like, I can't stress how much we have met.
I've been bragging about you on every forum in the comedy world.
Absolutely.
In every female comedy group, it's always people just saying, how great is Dr. Silberstein?
Well, that's why he's like, what do you do? And I was like, oh, I'm an actor and a writer. And he's like, that's right. And I was like, are you sure you're not getting me confused with the other 20 women I know? Probably.
He's going to be...
Gets good word of mouth.
He gets really good word of mouth.
Hey,
Naomi.
Yes.
My lips can't stop singing his praises on my face and the ones in between my legs. All right.
Oh, you were like so excited about that. Hey, Naomi.
Yeah, look at me when
did
I tell a joke.
Did you have to make your mouth look like a vagina when you did that as well?
I didn't know I was doing that. Did I? Did I go like this?
You just didn't make them. Yeah, you did. You're like kind of pouting but keeping them kind of closed. There we go.
Yeah, there we go.
That's beautiful. You had every part of it figured out, didn't you?
Yep. Well, not really, but I guess I just have that like built-in comedic talent. I don't even think about what I'm doing. It just happens.
Speaking of which, you've been writing a script for something and you put it in the Batch Bitch Drive.
Oh, sorry.
And I read it. No, I didn't.
No.
But maybe I will.
I don't know. I should take that out. It's just a little...
What if there's a bitch character in it and her name's Naomi because it's after me, but you just haven't changed it to a different name yet?
Well, if it's the most recent thing I've been working on, it's definitely not. It's about wombats. So
of course it is.
And ants.
Fuck, that's not even, I thought it was something else which also has to do with animals that you're working on. What? Never mind.
I need to look in the Batch Bitch Drive and see what the fuck I put in there.
It's always something to do with animals with you, isn't it?
Yep, I love them.
Danielle, how would you describe your work ethic?
Like, it fluctuates. I like to think that I work very, very hard and I like to think that I'm writing all the time and doing heaps of stuff. Mm-hmm. But then some days I also struggle.
Okay.
You know? I think it's hard in comedy because you like work at nighttime and do gigs and then in the daytime you're also like, oh, I should be working right now. And so sometimes you overwork yourself because you like get up in the morning and then you write all day and then you go do a gig and then you're like, oh, fuck, I did 16 hours today. And then if you do those every day for a week, then you start to like burn out and then you freak out and like you're like, I need a few days, you know?
Yeah.
And then it's just hard to find the right balance, I think, when you've got like a job where your days are more free and then your nights are all taken up. Like trying to find that balance I find hard. So it fluctuates between overworking and then underworking.
Hmm.
What about yourself?
I don't really have a job at the moment. I do things on and off that I can invoice for. I guess that means I'm self-employed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Welcome to the team.
I've only just started calling myself, like, I was just calling myself unemployed, but like, I've been making money. Yeah. So I guess it's fine.
Yeah.
And I can call myself an actor and a writer now.
Yeah.
But I have a terrible work ethic. I procrastinate all the time. And I basically need to overload myself so that I get things done, because yeah, otherwise I don't do anything. And I just watch a lot of Glee.
You can get, and you might not, actually, you, this will probably be something that you would hate. I have this book that I like to read called The Art of War. The War of Art. The War of Art. The Art of War. The War of Art. There's two, because The Art of War is a very famous book, but The War of Art is not a very famous book. But
bit of play on words there.
I read The War of Art. Like every time I feel like I'm not doing enough work, I start to read it, but only the first two parts, because the third part gets a bit weird and gaudy. but the first two parts are very helpful.
Well, you don't even tithe, so.
Yeah. The first two really help me with, like, it basically goes into like procrastination, but it calls it something else instead of procrastination. It calls it like the resistance. it calls it the resistance, just like being like you're resisting working.
So I'm just a part of the resistance.
Well, no, your brain is. It's like, and then it
can,
like,
it just make it sound cooler than it is?
Yeah, it just tells you all the things that are procrastinating, where you're like, I'm not procrastinating, I'm masturbating, and that's just a normal thing that everybody needs. And it's like, well, if you're doing it a lot, then that's procrastination. All right. And I'm like, all right, you got me again, War of Art. And it's like, are you online shopping? That's probably procrastination.
Well, no, that's because I have a very clear vision for my style. Thank you very much. but I did do that instead of doing some work I needed to do a couple weeks ago. I did. What did I do? I cleaned the entire... This is like 2 weeks ago. I cleaned the entire house.
Yeah.
I needed to sit down and do, like... I swear, once I actually did it, it took me like an hour. I cleaned the entire house.
Mm-hmm.
I did a bunch of washing.
Yeah.
I went to Kmart and bought some smart lights and fitted the house out with smart lights.
Yep.
And I reorganized the Google Drive for the thing I was working on, because it was all messy. And it, like, includes multiple people. So I was just like, hey, guys, just updated the Google Drive. And that was, like, 3 days.
Well, I hate to tell you, the book will also say that doing chores is procrastination.
Yeah, but I find it really hard to work if everything's messy. So I'm still going to do it. Yeah. Also, that's the only time. So I'm so good at procrastinating.
So you want to do it at the end of the day.
But the only time I will clean is when I'm procrastinating something else. Otherwise, I'll just procrastinate cleaning. And I'll find a fucking Etch-A-Sketch on the floor.
Well, I don't know how to help you.
I don't know how to help me either. I listen to audiobooks. I fill out worksheets. I've listened to The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up on audiobook 4 times. I've listened to a book called Atomic Habits 2x.
Okay.
I make notes, and then I never act on any of it.
You know what you should do for a few days? What I think I would suggest is not have any external input. So not watch anything, not listen to any podcasts, not listen to any audiobooks. Just be in your own head for a bit, and then you'll just start thinking more, and then it'll be all right to write. You'll be like, I'll just sit down. It's all right, I got some ideas. I'll just flush them out. It helps, I think, for me, anyway.
That sounds like, honestly, my worst nightmare.
Okay, because if I listen to too many podcasts and stuff and fill myself with too much, like, information, I get anxiety.
Yeah, that's true. I get that from scrolling.
Yeah.
But I don't get it from, like, podcasts and, like, TV shows and stuff. But scrolling, I for sure do. Because that's just a lot of people screaming.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I probably could stand to do a little less. I saw this, like, little New Yorker, like, cartoon. It's, like, what we did before the internet. And it's just, like, oh, you wander over here, you turn on the TV, oh, there's nothing on. You sit on the dryer and you think about whatever happened to this person. But you have no way to find out, so you don't. It's just, like, it sounded so nice.
It's, I think it's nice, but also so annoying. Because I would just have a list of all the questions that I wanted to answer, and then I'd have to go to the library and find the answer. And what if I get there, somebody else has got the encyclopedia that I need?
Well, that makes it sound like you're the thing that's annoying.
Me?
Writing down questions and going to the library to find them in the encyclopedia.
I remember once in high school.
Just let it go.
I remember once in high school I had a burning question and I was in class, and this was before I had a phone and I didn't have a computer in the class with me, and I had to wait till I got to the library at lunchtime because I needed to find out, how do flies get from maggots to flies? It was a burning desire I had.
And how do they?
They have like a cocoon they go into.
That's nice.
Yeah. But it, honestly.
Your eyes are so crazy.
Yeah, I remember
how
that.
How do maggots turn into flies?
Well, I saw a fly.
It's always animals with you.
Well, yes, I'm obsessed with them. They're just like little.
Maybe you should be a zoologist.
I would love that. But honestly, they'd hate me in the lab because I'd be like, I don't want to do the tests. I just want to look at them. I just want to draw them and look at them and find out all the information and then start anthropomorphizing them.
Is that what?
Anthropomorphizing them. Oh, it's Naomi. Do you need me to tell you what anthropomorphizing means?
Yes.
Because I knew you were going to look it up. It's basically when you, like, see an animal and then you start in your mind imagining it, like, with human characteristics. So being like, oh, I give it a voice. Or, you know, you imagine it doing little chores or things like that.
Oh, you love to do that. You know,
it's my favorite thing.
Do you know comedian Bree Williams?
Yes.
She loves to tell people how they anthropomorphize animals way too much and that they need to stop doing it.
No.
And then she told me that because she's like, you're just projecting yourself onto the animals and they don't live by your standards. And then she was like, yeah, dogs don't really like getting patted. They just, like, that's the only way that humans know how to connect with them, so they just put up with it because they want to connect with you.
No.
And I was so upset, and I was like, how dare you? And she's like, I'm sure your dog is different. And I was like, get out of my house. We weren't even at my house, but I was like, this is my house now, and you
then
need to get out of
why
it.
Why do dogs come up to you for a pat?
Well, because they want to connect with you. So they'll just put up with it.
Okay, my dog used
so it's
to
like,
back
if you really
his
like
ass
a guy,
up to me.
But then he only does, like, he only calls you in like the middle of the night, even though it's not your preferred thing. You're still going to answer the phone.
My dog
like,
used
well,
to back his ass up.
Yes, we've talked about your dog backing his ass
and
up.
And I'd scratch it and then he'd go
and
like,
then it would go in his asshole.
I would not go in his asshole. And
by
then if
accident.
I gave him. No, I didn't.
Your face went into it or something? Something
no, he would
happened.
Just put
he
his asshole near me and
your
I
face
push
fell
him,
into
push him away
your
then.
Dog's asshole.
No, that never happened.
There was a photo that I liked on your Facebook and then you deleted the photo because you were so embarrassed.
Oh, it was when, no, he gave me a blood nose because he jumped up at me and hit me in the face with his head.
Oh, okay.
Because we were play fighting too hard.
I swear you said something about, like, him backing up into you, but then you touch his asshole or something.
No, I've never touched my dog's asshole. Stop projecting
you know
onto me. No.
I'm always touching Tarzo's asshole. I had to get... Okay, so Tarzo sleeps in our bed.
Of course.
This is so horrifying to me. I kept waking up the other night and I was like, what smells?
He shit in the bed.
No, he didn't. But it smelled like that because he had to get his anal glands expressed. Oh. So I had to take him the next day to the vet to get his anal glands expressed. Have you ever seen that?
No.
Okay, I watched a YouTube video because they're like, you can do it yourself if you want. No. I watched a YouTube video. Honestly, it's still upsetting to think about what I saw. I was like, fuck that. I don't care how much it costs. $70.
Oh, that's
worth
cheap.
It.
Yeah.
And it's not the first time he's had it done, but I just knew.
What did
I
you
was
have
like,
to do? What would you have had to do if you did it yourself?
Do you not know what it is?
No.
Do you know what anal glands are?
No.
Okay, this is a really fun. Everyone's loving this, I'm sure. So they're these little sacs that are just inside the dog's asshole.
Inside?
Just inside.
No.
And they have stuff in them that's like very odorous, and so that's why dogs sniff each other's butts to smell that.
Oh.
And it's like their mark, so then it marks their shit, and so it's like they've got their own scent. But what happens to dogs sometimes is that they get like they just get too full. They don't express themselves automatically.
Oh,
and
yuck.
So then you have to go get it emptied. And honestly, watching the YouTube video, it was like watching the doctor.
So they did it in the YouTube video on a real life dog's butthole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like a doctor, like, I'm so sorry, everyone, popping a pimple just inside the dog's asshole, and then it squirted out onto his finger.
Yuck.
But then it did not look like what comes out of a pimple. It looks like what should come out of an asshole.
Oh, no. Yuck.
And do you want to know what it smells like?
Shit. It smells like shit.
No, it doesn't.
What does it smell like?
And here's the worst part is that, like, the dog continues to smell that way for a little while afterwards as well.
What does it smell like?
On the way home, I had to have the window down in the car because it stunk so bad. It smells like metallic rotting fish.
Oh, yuck. Oh, yuck. That's gross. That's disgusting. Metallic rotting fish.
No good.
Oh, you know I don't like stinky fish.
Yeah, well, neither do I. I hate fish too.
It's one of my least favorite things to hear. Why'd you tell me that? I like gross shit and that fucked me up.
Yeah, and even the vet was like, he's like, can you hold him? So I'm like holding my dog's head while I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm paying someone to put his hand inside your asshole right now. Mm-hmm. And the vet was like, oh, there's a lot in here.
Oh, can I tell you?
My poor baby.
I was thinking about how you had to drive home with the windows down. It reminded me of how when I was in Scouts, I did this like 3-day hiking trip to orienteer and get like a badge. And it was just like me and this like boy who was in Scouts with me, Jeffrey. And we like hiked and then, well, there was no showers or anything. We're just like pooing in bushes and leaving it there.
Beautiful.
And then like his dad drove us to where we were going to do the hike. And then like 3 days later, my dad met us at the end point and picked us up to drive us home. And we stank so bad. My dad drove.
Wait, for how long?
Like 3 days.
Oh, wait, with a group.
No, it was just me, Jeffrey, and one other kid.
Were there any adults?
I think like one, maybe. And we just went off.
Maybe.
I don't really remember it.
How
it was
old
so
are you?
14.
I would hope there was an adult.
Yeah, we used
drop you in the woods and then go pick you up at the other end. What we if did, you didn't get there.
We did orienteering and we had a GPS in case of emergency if we fucked up and got lost.
Okay.
But we didn't use it because it had a limited battery. It was early, it was olden days. And anyway, we're in the car on the way home and Dad had to drive us home because he had to put the windows down because we stank so bad. But then I remember Jeffrey fell asleep and then I just made my dad put Missy Higgins' album The Sound of White on and I was just singing loudly in the car with the window down.
Is that a nice memory well, I stank. For you?
It's kind of like an embarrassing memory. Because I think about the fact that, like, my dad was just like, these two fucking kids stink so bad. And then I was just like, he left a card, a bar of soap and a scrubbing brush.
I love Missy Higgins.
Me too.
Oh, she's the people's angel.
She is. She's a sweet, sweet angel. How many more questions do we have? I forgot. 100.
Yeah, well, 136. I don't know how many we've gotten through so far. I'm not going to make my hip-hop class, but that's okay. I didn't really want to.
You will!
Anywhere. No, I won't. It's in 10 minutes.
Okay, well, we can wrap this up now if you need.
No.
You want to go to the hip-hop class. You want to go.
No, I don't.
Okay.
I'm going to be rushing.
Okay.
I don't want to be rushing.
We're done. Okay.
Sorry, we had a little break.
All right, but
we're putting that in. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Do you travel with your job? If so, how often? Do you see the changing in the future?
Okay, this one seems like it's not on Bethany's list and you've written it yourself.
I just wanted to address it.
Okay, yes. I travel for work.
Oh, interesting.
And I don't see that changing in the future.
Okay, so I'll just have to get used to it or
maybe it'll be a little bit like this next month is going to be pretty crazy with Baggers and Falls. I go to Perth tomorrow and then the following week to Splendor and then a little bit after that to Adelaide and then after that to the Gold Coast and then in August I'll go to Tasmania for a bit.
But like why?
What am I doing?
Yeah.
So Perth is just some gigs.
Okay.
And then...
So you like chose, it's not like a festival or anything, you just like wanted to go there.
I wanted to make some money.
Yep.
I wanted to support myself.
Okay.
So I went to do some
work. It's like expensive to go to Perth. Like, is it worth it? Or yeah, no, continue.
Yeah, okay. Yep, it's worth it. And then the Splendor is to perform at Splendor and okay. do some have some fun. So
all right.
I'll do three gigs at Splendor, which will cover that and earn a little bit of pocket money. And then after that, what was the next one? To Adelaide. I think there's a Screen Makers conference I'm going to there. And then
Screen Makers
conference, like a Screen Makers conference. I don't know how to like
what are Screen Makers?
People who make film and TV.
Oh, it's interesting that I'm not invited.
Okay. Stop it. And then after that, Gold Coast is for one night to do a gig there. And then back to Melbourne. And then after that, I'm going to Tasmania to do some gigs, but then also to house sit for John, and we're going to have a little holiday together.
That's cool. That's cool. Do they have internet in Tasmania? Or?
Yes, they have internet in Tasmania. Right, well, great. We'll be able to do the podcast and you'll be able to talk to me.
Checking. God.
Oh, my God.
I want to go to a Screen Makers conference.
Well, you can. Book a fucking flight. And
are you just going there to network?
No. I'm going to there hopefully pitch something.
That sounds like networking to me.
Yeah, I guess so. You got me.
Did you want to know about me or?
Yes, tell me where are you going soon?
I'm going to Sydney on the weekend.
What for? What are you doing there?
Just writing something.
Oh yeah? What are you writing? What are you doing?
Nothing.
Why are you
note.
Doing there? Can I come?
What if you want.
What are you doing?
We can hang out.
I'll be in Perth. I'm sorry.
You can come in the Airbnb. Hang out with me and Mark. Yeah, I go little places every now and then. Went to Brisbane for an ad a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
That was fine. That was fun. I don't like traveling for work. Really?
Me neither. It's just a thing you got to do
it
sometimes.
It sounds awesome until you do it once. And then you go, oh, this sucks ass. Yep. So if anyone tells you, you should take this job, it's heaps of traveling, and you go, oh, that sounds exciting, don't do it.
No. Mostly it just unless means you spending have no more life. On taxis.
Yeah. Well, you know, you just invoice for those, though. So.
Yeah, but it's still annoying until you get the money back, you know?
That's true.
Unless you got cab charges. In that case, take me the scenic route, sir.
Oh, I love a cab charge.
I love a cab charge.
You can go anywhere.
I didn't know about cab charges until like 2 years ago.
Really?
No. Yeah, I didn't know they existed.
I used to take them home when I worked at a cinema.
Ooh.
Because if we would finish at like 3 a.m. and the trains were stopped and I lived in like Clayton. So I was like, I'm not.
The dream.
Yeah. Living in Clayton. Have to agree.
No, the cab charges. Did you ever save them up?
No.
To be like, okay, we both live in the same area. Let's just do that. Then get a $10 Uber. Then one of us gets a $10 Uber home. Then, like, that person saves theirs. And then I use it for a night out or something. I would do that.
No, I follow the rules too much. I wouldn't be able to do that.
Can you edit that out of the podcast?
No.
I would never do that.
No, I won't.
No, Naomi.
I think there were people who would, like, go and, like, pick someone up on the way to, like, a party or something, yeah, which okay. is, like, not on the way. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You were only allowed to take it home. You weren't allowed to take it somewhere else. Somewhere.
Yeah, okay.
If you were, like, going to someone else's house or something.
Okay.
But people still did that.
Yeah.
I mean, what if it's just closer than your house?
Like, yeah, exactly.
Stop complaining.
Yeah.
Anyway, hope they don't find out and sue me. If a relocation were offered to you by an employer, would you consider it?
Oh, it depends where.
What does that mean?
You know, like, it depends where. Like, I don't like Sydney okay. as a city to live in. I hate the it's so hard to get around with the public transport there.
Yes, it is.
I hate that so much. And traffic's not great either.
No.
So it's like, well, both are annoying options. And I don't feel like I'd want to live in any other city in Australia. So it would only be overseas.
You wouldn't go back to Queensland?
No. No. No, yeah. I don't think so.
That's fair. I went to Brisbane. I think I saw all of it.
Yeah. Brisbane's not too bad. It's just that I don't think there's enough, like, stuff to do in Brisbane for work. I think I'd find it hard. Because I'd, again, have to just travel more.
Yeah, that's true.
So, yeah.
But if you were relocating for work, what if you got like a job?
Yeah, true. No, unless it was my dream job, you know? But thank in which God. Case, I'd just go there for like until the job was done.
So you're saying you'll stay in Melbourne?
Yes, Naomi, I'll stay with you.
Cool. Oh, I would totally relocate for a job.
Okay, where would you go? You'd go to Sydney, wouldn't you?
I'd like to go to Sydney. I would never go anywhere permanently because like, yeah. I miss my family too much.
Yeah.
But I do like Sydney. I like that it's warmer than here and I like that there's water. My friend Hum has made me like Sydney as much as she like demonizes Melbourne.
Hum, who hates Melbourne, made you like her. Murder her.
Well, I guess I just have more of a positive outlook than she does because she's clearly a fucking monster. But when I was there for work once, she took me to see the sunrise on Bondi Beach. And I like nearly cried because it was so nice.
No.
It was beautiful.
I have ever since then I've been
looking more at sunsets and sunrises. Okay. Beautiful.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
Doesn't mean I still love Melbourne.
I think I came from a place where I saw too many sunsets and sunrises, so I just don't.
Oh, okay. You've got sunrise fatigue.
Yeah, I do. I used to take Sarge for a walk every day in the morning and afternoon and before I went to work when I lived in Townsville. And so we'd walk down the beach in the morning and so we'd see the sunrise down the beach and then we'd walk up around this hill at nighttime so we'd see the sunset. And honestly, I'm like, oh, yeah, cool. A few different varieties of pink and purple in the sky.
That's
I'm done.
Beautiful.
It is beautiful. And I've seen enough. I've seen enough sunrises. I've seen enough sunsets.
You never have to see one again.
I never. It's like churches. Once you go through Europe once, you're like, I don't give a shit if I see one more church in my life.
Yeah, so many paintings about Jesus and Mary.
Yeah.
Too much. The museum. Calm down. Just full of paintings of Mary and baby Jesus.
Why don't you paint a praying mantis? That would have been sick. I'd love, if I had infinity dollars and I found a painting that was like in the same style as all those like Renaissance paintings of a praying mantis, that would be my number one favorite purchase.
I'm gonna find that for you.
Find it for me.
That'll be
why didn't they care
present.
About bugs back then? Hey,
did you get me a birthday present?
Yes, I did. I got you something.
What was it?
I don't remember, but I definitely got you something.
What did you get me?
I don't know. We're not at your house going through all your things to find what it was.
Going through. Because last year you got me a drawing.
Yes.
Which was beautiful.
Thank you.
This year. Are you sure you got me something?
I think I got you something.
Because I know I made you that beautiful cross stitch. That you cherish.
Yes.
Where is it?
In that grey box down there.
Okay. Just interesting, I guess.
I'm saving it. That's in like
saving it.
It's
for
in my
what?
Glory box for when we move somewhere else.
What?
Yeah,
you're ashamed of my cross.
No, I also have a beautiful scarf that Jono got me by one of my favorite artists in the cupboard that I'm going to frame when we move.
And the cross stitch is in that category.
Yes.
With the beautiful scarf.
Yes. Do you want to see the beautiful scarf?
Sure. Danielle's is getting the beautiful scarf that's too beautiful to display, apparently. Much like my beautiful cross stitch that I poured my heart and soul into. I thought it was really special. Danielle drew a picture of me with cum on my face. That's on display in my home because I appreciate Danielle's art. Wow, now she's showing me the scarf. Is that... Oh, look at... Look at her. It's a colourful Helena Bonham Carter type figure riding a cow, a donkey, a kangaroo.
It's a kangaroo.
Sorry, all right, calm
it's
down.
It's a
Catherine Del Barton.
She's won the Archibald twice.
She's won the Archibald twice. That is impressive. Is that like a printed scarf? It's a printed silk scarf. That's nice. Don't Too nice to hang up.
Yes.
Is this how you talk about my cross stitch?
Yes.
In the same way?
Yes.
Winner of Archibald twice. Nationalist raw comedy once. Not for cross stitch, unfortunately. So not the best display of her work.
It's a beautiful scarf.
It is a beautiful scarf.
When I get it, it'll be, they'll steam it so it won't have any of the, like, folding lines through it.
Oh, you want it steamed.
Yeah, and then it'll be hung up and framed in a beautiful.
So what else is in the grey box?
What? Okay, do you want me to get the grey box out?
Yeah, I want you to get the grey box out. Okay, Danielle's getting the grey box out. I hope this time she's coming to sit back down so I don't have to talk the entire time. Because she's not talking into. What I just want to find out is if this is where you just put junk. which is what it. So, okay.
It's not. It's so art and craft silk supplies, scarf like in I the said. Cupboard.
And now you've got my beautiful cross stitch in here with some hot glue gun sticks.
Mm-hmm.
What's this?
Oh, you're never going to get that back in there.
What's this? Pedestrian figures. It's some 24 unpainted figures, easy to assemble, furniture not included. So you.
It's for a little. I was going to do an art project with some plants and paint the people and glue them on like. That's just Sculpey. Just leave that. That's going to be hard to get back in. That's Sculpey. That's like a. To make. I don't know, like sculptures out of.
Okay, so this all seems to be art supplies.
Yes.
And then my beautiful
and
gift.
Then your artwork. Art with art stuff.
What the hell?
Okay. How dare you?
How dare I?
How dare
How
you?
How dare I?
Criticize my stuff.
I'm not criticizing your stuff. It's a very nice box of art supplies plus my beautiful gift. Hidden away in the
cupboard.
We don't
have anywhere to put it here.
What do you mean? You can put it anywhere.
Yeah,
it's so small.
I don't want Bars, my housemate, to feel like he is having to look at my success everywhere.
What? Danielle. That is the flimsiest excuse. You have a trophy sitting on the cupboard over there.
Yeah, I've got two trophies up there. I can't
You've
have
got
two trophies. I can't have two things that say I won Raw Comedy in the living room.
You're right. You should put it at your bedside table.
I don't have a bedside table.
Well, then you should just hang it above your bed.
Well, I've got a window above my bed.
Good. It can be like a little... Fuck you! I'm so upset.
I love it. I love it so much, but I'm going to wait until I've got a place to put it properly.
There's so many places you can put it.
Where aesthetically do you think it would look good?
Aesthetically?
Aesthetically?
On the side of that.
No, that aesthetically would not look good.
Why not?
Because it wouldn't look good, and I know what looks good aesthetically.
Where would it look good?
Is that the answer, Danielle? When we move,
you hate it.
I love it. I've got lots of other paintings and stuff in a folder for when I move, and I want to have my art wall, and then I'll put it up there with all my like pink stuff and all my like colorful stuff. And by pink, I mean yes, Pink the singer. I have a wall. I'm gonna have a wall dedicated to her, and then Naomi.
Oh my god!
I definitely don't mean that.
Oh my god, I believe that. And then I got so mad. Did you see the look on my face?
Yeah, I did. And then it made me think, like, why do you hate Pink so much?
I was gearing up. I do not like Pink, the singer.
Okay. Psycho?
That's all I'll say. I think she has weird politics that she just picks and chooses.
I don't know. I haven't done enough research onto Pink. Okay, that's the end of the pod this week.
Oh, why end it?
Well, it seems like things are just getting worse.
I can't believe I missed my hip-hop class to be disrespected.
Oh,
like
my
this.
God. You missed your hip-hop class on purpose. I was trying to push you out the door.
Well, you achieved it because I do feel unwelcome and I do want to leave. So, congratulations. Another success for Danielle. Maybe you can hang that on the wall.
Oh, my God. Okay,
Bars doesn't see it.
Okay.
Fuck.
All right, everybody, that's the end of the pod. We'll see if we come back next week.
Or whatever. Do you want to read the freaking song thing or what?
Yeah, you got the reviews. Do you want to do reviews and then I'll read the
song? Well, I'll have a look.
Or do you want to have a sook while I read the...
I will have a sook at any time.
Okay.
I can have a sook while I read reviews. I can do whatever I want. And that's fine. Where's the reviews? Oh, I deserve this.
All right, everybody, don't worry. We're okay. Respected. Naomi's like just being
disrespected
Naomi.
Like this. Make your beautiful gift. Oh, my God. We don't even have any new reviews.
Oh, my God. People, write Naomi a review.
No, just forget it. No one cares about me.
Oh, my God. Okay, we're done for today. If you could write Naomi a review so she doesn't continue crying, that would be great.
I'm not crying.
Okay, she's just fake crying.
I'm not fake. I'm you real are crying. Fake
crying.
I'm real crying.
You're not real crying.
I am. I'm upset.
Stop it. Okay. If you follow us on Instagram and Twitter if you want to and Facebook, I'm going to read out Kevin MacLeod's song description, short one this week. The song I've chosen is Darkest Child Var A. That's the name of the song. And the description of Darkest Child Var A is a notably quicker version of Darkest Child. I assume that means that there's a song called Darkest Child. Wait, okay, I'm going to find. I'll read you Darkest Child's description. A childlike Celeste plays high notes among a barely audible harp and deep bass. In the second minute, the disturbing melody is in a lower register and strings accentuate the discordant sounds before returning to the higher register. The music is excellent for a creepy dream sequence or the exposition of an unknown fantasy world. Smart sound! That was in all capitals. should I download Darkest Child and we'll do the faster version of... Oh, sorry. No.
We want the faster one.
We want the faster one. So that is Darkest Child Var A.
Yeah, okay. That's fine. I Danielle was playing it as I entered a place and I felt like I like that some like fog was going to wash out of the room. Like,
yeah, it was pretty creepy.
It would be set up as like a some sort of Halloween challenge like storybook thing.
That could be a fun thing.
I'd have
thing
to go on some type of journey.
Yeah.
But then, no, I just turned the corner and it was just Danielle smiling at me going,
oh, I'm sorry.
This is fucking sick. June.
All right. That's the end of the podcast this week.
Sorry. We'll try to be brighter spirits next week. Maybe, like, we can talk about, like, respect and just, like, how to respect your partner and stuff like that and how to make them feel appreciated.
Right. Bethany's questions are not bringing us closer, are they? Okay. That's the end of the podcast.
Bye.
Batch, bitch, 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 batch, batch, bitch, batch, 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 bitch, bitch, 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 batch, bitch, batch, bitch, bitch, bitch. Batch, 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 bitch.
No one wants this.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.